This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began a brand new message on the second coming of Christ from 1 Thessalonians 5, where Paul talks about the day of the Lord, a day of judgment coming like a thief in the night. It's a powerful passage. We continue our discussion of it today on Cross Hope. God bless you.
I want to say the most important thing I think I'm going to say all morning. It's a simple statement. There's nothing profound about it, but you can write it down. And it's this: the Christ who came is the Christ who's coming. The Christ who came is the Christ who's coming. He's coming again. And that's something that you either believe and accept, or you reject it out of hand and say, I don't believe that. Intellectually, I can't accept that. But the Christ who came is the Christ who is coming. Paul begins by talking about the times or dates. I love this. Now about the times and dates, verse 1, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Isn't it interesting that repeatedly in Scripture it tells us nobody knows the hour, nobody knows the day. I'm not going to write to you about dates or times because we don't even need to talk about it. And yet people still set dates. I'm going to give you an example from the secular world, and I'll give you an example from the spiritual realm, Christian realm. Terence McKenna was a philosopher, professor, who was born in 1946. He died in the year 2000. He described himself as a psychonaut. Astronaut, psychonaut. He was involved in psychedelic drugs. He was involved in the theory of time, a theory called novelty theory. He had a complex computer program that I've seen pictures of on the internet, where you can see pictures of his screen, where he tried to figure out the end of the world, and he came up with this time wave theory where you would come down to zero. And he predicted that the world was going to come to an end November 16th, 2012, last year. He compared it with other things like the Mayan calendar, and so he went along with the Mayan calendar version and said, okay, it's going to end December 21st, 2012. You remember there was a movie last year in the theaters, 2012, about a catastrophic end of the earth. And there was a fixation by a number of people that the world was going to end on December 21st, 2012. Well, the date's come and gone. But he was convinced, and he would talk to his students about, this is when the world is going to end, December 21st, 2012. Let's go to the Christian realm. I grew up in a church in the Chicago area where a group of people, home Bible study group, were a prophecy group, and they obsessed over prophecy. And many of you have heard this before. They would set dates and say, the Lord's going to return, and they would set a date. And that date would come and go, and you know what would happen. They'd set another date. That date would come and go. They would set another date. They just continually reset the date. And isn't it interesting? Paul says, dates and times, not even going to talk about it. Because the Lord's going to return like a thief in the night. What does that mean? Unexpectedly. Like a woman going into labor. She knows she's going to have a baby. She knows the day is coming. But sometimes labor pains can come unexpectedly at an unexpected time. And that's why Paul used those analogies that we know as believers that Christ is going to return, but to some people it will be totally unexpected, and will be totally unprepared for that. Look at verse 3. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in the darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief.
Well, I don't know about you, but that language has always intrigued me. The Lord's going to return like a thief in the night. The element of surprise. We'll continue that theme tomorrow on Cross Hope, Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.